name is, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM, which is true.
Every Monday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. you can listen to our Modulism radio show. Airing electro meet acoustic music, championing the use of analog instruments. The use of electricity to sustain a sound produced with a musical intent. Each program lasts 1 hour and is especially dedicated to one composer.
Waveforms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of William Ostro of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hi everyone, it's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 31st. Local early morning temperatures range from 50 degrees in Tannersville to 55 in Steventown. The dirt in the graveyard is a comfortable 50 degrees. Air quality today will be good. The rain comes to an end early this morning. Then, it gets pretty windy this afternoon. Don't let the little ones get blown away. Temperatures will linger about 54 degrees most of the day. As darkness takes its grip on the land, things will cool to about 42 degrees. Winds continue to dry things out, but relax halfway through Saturday. We get a high of 52. Overnight, Jack Frost pays a visit as temperatures dip to 34 spooky degrees. On Sunday, the annual atrocity that is daylight savings time is brought to a bitter close. Prepare yourselves. Sunday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 54. Monday, rain returns and the mercury makes it to 57. Darkness falls at 5:39 p.m. and the sun returns at 7:23 a.m. tomorrow. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 1%. Plasma winds will be fast at 749 kilometers per second, with a thin density of less than 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being haunted on all frequencies with an S4 level noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 68, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Thank you.
walk 1,000 miles. I'd sing for hours just for one with you. And the night's so long, and the rain is rolling in. Just one with you.
Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. The FBI says it prevented a potential terrorist attack over Halloween weekend. Director Kash Patel posted on X early Friday, that from CNN. They report Patel's post read, "This morning the FBI thwarted a potential terrorist attack and arrested multiple subjects in Michigan who were allegedly plotting a violent attack over Halloween weekend." More details to come. CNN notes the Dearborn Police Department said it had been made aware that the FBI was conducting operations in the city of Dearborn earlier this morning. The police department said, "We want to assure residents that there is no threat to the community at this time." Meantime, Day of the Dead celebrations are planned in multiple U.S. cities this weekend, including Albuquerque and Santa Fe, while some California communities have canceled events amid fears that ICE agents could attend.
The fall holiday honors ancestors who've passed on through ancient indigenous rituals. Observances have grown in the U.S., fueled by a larger Mexican and Central American population and an increased interest in families' cultural roots. Professor Mario Del Angel Guevara teaches Spanish at the University of New Mexico.
Day of the Dead, it's not about death, it's about life. And we're celebrating the life of the people who are no longer here in the physical world, but they are still with us, especially during these few days.
Albuquerque has transformed its Old Town Plaza for a 10-day Day of the Dead festival that continues through Sunday. I'm Roz Brown.
Next, retailers in Cleveland can now apply for a new required local tobacco retail license aimed at cutting youth tobacco use and tightening compliance with local laws.
The Cleveland Department of Public Health opened applications this week with a deadline of December 31st for the 2026 license year. Catrice Miner, Director of Community Health Initiatives at the Health Department, says the new program creates a local tracking system for stores that sell cigarettes, cigars, e-cigs, and vaping devices. It also allows the city to enforce rules such as the ban on selling to anyone under age 21.
This license gives you the privilege to sell products. If you do not have a license, you are not able to sell products within the city of Cleveland.
The city says it will use the local program to monitor compliance and address violations through fines or possible license suspension. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
And Virginia ranks in the middle of the pack for states that protect against climate impacts on its health care system, according to a new report. Sarah Collins with the Commonwealth Fund explains Virginia does not face severe heat at the same rate as other states. That's one reason for its rank of 18.
One of the deadliest weather-related events are extreme heat events. The fact that Virginia ranks higher on that is probably a factor of where it's located in the United States compared to a state like Arizona.
The study from the Commonwealth Fund surveyed all 50 states and measured a variety of factors, including air quality, greenhouse gas emissions from the healthcare sector, and risk to healthcare facilities from natural hazards. This is Public News Service. The McDonald's chain has been praised for committing to invest $200 million in sustainable agriculture practices over the next 7 years. Illinois conservation groups say a lot more is needed to consider this a win for farmers or the environment.
The initiative includes a focus on regenerative livestock systems. Ryan Slaybaugh with the nonprofit Think Regeneration says partnerships with the fast food industry are crucial to establishing a food supply system that prioritizes nutrition. But instead of investing just 0.25% of its supply chain in short-term sustainability practices, he argues McDonald's and other companies should also work to undo the longer-term damage he says they're causing.
The reason we call it the regenerative movement is because we need to decouple some of the food supply systems that are causing pollution and causing health issues and recouple them into something that actually creates positive human health outcomes.
He says concentrated animal feeding operations, which companies like McDonald's heavily rely on, are a significant contributor to reduced nutritional value in food and negative environmental impacts. McDonald's says the initiative aims to address some of these issues by helping ranchers adopt grazing practices that benefit soil, water, and wildlife habitat. Slaybaugh says there's a common misconception that CAFOs are necessary to feed the world. He counters that stressed animals in cramped environments become less nutritious food with higher rates of toxins. However, Slaybaugh emphasizes that CAFO managers should not be seen as the enemy.
It's a really, really challenging position that this generation of CAFO managers have inherited. I worry about them. I worry about their mental health.
I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Finally, the federal government shutdown didn't stop county leaders in 15 states, including Tennessee, from visiting Washington, D.C. this week to push for reforms for disaster relief.
The National Association of Counties backs the bipartisan bill known as the FEMA Act, which cleared a House committee with 57-3 vote and now awaits consideration by the full House. Sevier County Mayor Larry Waters says the bill would strengthen disaster response and recovery, noting his county's struggles after the 2016 Gatlinburg fires. Waters says the association has an intergovernmental disaster reform task force focused on improving the system, including changes to the public assistance program.
It's a reimbursement type situation now where the community has to actually write a check and then submit that for reimbursement. We would prefer moving to a grant where FEMA provides the funds up front and which would allow a community to focus on recovery and to start rebuilding immediately.
Waters says he's meeting with Tennessee Senators Marsha Blackburn and Bill Hagerty to urge them to introduce a Senate version of the FEMA Act. Danielle Smith reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
My love, are you coming out to another one for me and you, another round around with you, feeling so brand new.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Tis the season for haunted houses and horror movies. But for Brendan Haley of Efficiency Canada, what's truly scary is the idea of people struggling to pay their energy bills. So 2 years ago, for Halloween, he dressed up as a heat pump.
It was basically just a box, a kind of a fan on the end of the box, the Energy Star logo on the side of the box.
Because they're so energy efficient, heat pumps can lower people's heating and cooling costs. For years, Haley's group has pushed for policies to make heat pumps and other energy efficiency upgrades available to low-income households.
We had people meeting with their politicians, we had petitions, we had letter-writing campaigns.
And now, they're celebrating a big win. Canada's government recently launched the Canada Greener Homes Affordability Program, which will pay for heat pumps and efficiency retrofits for qualifying low-income households. Haley says it's an important step forward. But there's always more work to do, and fun to be had, to raise public awareness about energy efficiency.
I was thinking of dressing up like a heat pump hot water heater this season, so, you know, mixing it up slightly.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Catching hell because he throws. Exploring Science in the Sea. Scientists are tuning into seagrasses. That may tell them how much carbon the grass is storing, an important detail in understanding our changing climate. Seagrass beds are among the most efficient carbon storage depots on Earth, but it's hard to know how much total carbon they're socking away and how the amount changes over time. Researchers have to dig up patches of grass and sediment and analyze them in the lab. But scientists at the University of Texas at Austin are working on a new technique. Seagrasses take up carbon dioxide from the water and produce sugars with the energy of sunlight. They store the carbon in their tissues. But so much oxygen builds up that the grasses begin to blow bubbles. As the bubbles are released, they make noise. And as the seagrass soaks up more carbon dioxide, it makes more bubbles. The researchers are developing a system that uses underwater microphones to record the sound. The sensors could cover wide areas and operate around the clock all year long. The scientists conducted a 2-year test in Corpus Christi Bay. They listened to the natural sounds, plus artificial pulses of sound produced by the equipment. Together, that allowed the researchers to probe the oxygen in the seagrass and the water. The test showed clear changes in the soundscape as the amount of bubbles changed over daily and yearly cycles. It also told them how much seagrass was present and how healthy it was. Tuning in to the sound of seagrass. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
great man. You had other plans. She crashed into that car and we just ran. So I called you first and you said you'd take the blame. You said it was your job to keep me safe. Got you.